biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Miller reporting. A former official at the U.S. Treasury Department says the current tariff war between the U.S. and China is a lose-lose-lose situation for Beijing, Washington, and the world.
Together, these two countries make nearly 40% of global GDP. They're integral components to the global supply chains across the board.
China raised import duties on a $3 billion list of U.S. goods in response to the tariffs on imported steel and aluminum that U.S. President Donald Trump ordered last month. China has also announced tariffs worth of about $50 billion on a series of U.S. products that include soybeans, whiskey, and cars. Russia's top diplomat dismissed Thursday the recent expulsions of Russian diplomats as a mockery of international law.
It is unacceptable in regards to the Salisbury incident, as well as in a number of other situations, from the U.S. election to chemical attacks in Syria and Catalonia referendum, to make groundless allegations instead of presenting concrete facts and carrying out a thorough investigation.
Two dozen countries have kicked out a total of more than 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain, which blames Russia for last month's poisoning of a former Russian spy on its soil. The poisoned daughter of that ex-Russian spy said on Thursday that she is recovering quickly after her ordeal. Yulia Skripal said in a statement that the entire ordeal was disorienting and asked for privacy. The British hospital treating the Skripals has confirmed that Yulia's condition has improved, while her 66-year-old father, Sergei, remains in critical condition. This is VOA News. North and South Korean officials held preparatory talks Thursday for a summit later this month between the country's two leaders amid a global effort to resolve tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear program. A separate summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump is expected by the end of May. The Koreas have held only two summits since the end of the Korean War. That was in 2000 and 2007. Brazil's Supreme Court voted Thursday to reject a request by former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to stay out of jail while he appeals a corruption conviction. Jeff Custer has more.
Da Silva was convicted in July of helping a construction company get sweetheart contracts in exchange for the promise of a beachfront apartment. He denies any wrongdoing in that case or in several other corruption cases that have yet to be tried. An appeals court upheld that conviction in January. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Julius Maada Bio was sworn in as Sierra Leone's new president after winning a tight runoff vote. Bio took the oath of office.